Silas and Sam, let's talk about this production. First, this is not the first time you guys have collaborated. You both live in Berea?
It's the first time we've officially collaborated. We collaborate a lot on the front porch.
Yeah, that's true. Or
sitting around the kitchen table. But we were real happy that we were asked to write this together.
You were asked by whom?
The Southern Foodways Alliance, which is a large organization centered in Mississippi. Every year they have a conference, and they always have a big performance as sort of their last event. And this year they asked Sam and I to do this folk opera together.
Ah, so it's already been done at a conference, or is that coming up yet?
Yeah, we performed it at the Southern Foodways Alliance Symposium in Oxford, Mississippi on October 16th, I think. So we were really thrilled to get to share it with this audience of food writers and chefs and documentarians and all these.
Yeah, it was a commissioned show. So technically it was supposed to be a, you know, one-time only thing. Once people heard about it, we were asked to do it in Kentucky. And so we've gotten the cast back together to do it. And we're really excited to be doing this right before Christmas to celebrate food and community, and especially after the year that everybody has gone through, feeling pummeled by everything that's happened this year. We're looking at it as a night of celebrating community and art and putting some positive vibes out into the world.
Well, a lot of our listeners are artistically inclined or familiar with arts and cultural activities, and they know about opera, but I assume this is not a lot like opera that you might hear from the Metropolitan Opera on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, I mean, growing up playing banjo and fiddle and guitar and stuff, I was not part of any operas, you know, but this is a folk opera which tells the stories of working class rural people, you know, and through folk music and storytelling from a folk perspective.
It's an Opry.
Yeah.
More like the Grand Ole.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, to my understanding, the definition of folk opera is that it's basically a musical told from the point of view of rural working class people. And that's certainly what this is. It was a daunting task because they asked us to write specifically about corn.
Hmm.
And so at first, we didn't know what we would do. And then after we started talking, we had so much material. We had to really narrow it down.
So is there a plot line? And, characters are named characters, yes, in a narrative?
Yeah, it's a series of monologues from people who are connected by agriculture. So we go, we start out in the 1830s with the Cherokee removal. We go through slavery, sharecropping, moonshining, education, and then finally end on notes of equality and fairness. But what connects it all is the way that food binds us all together. Food is the great equalizer. And, you know, ultimately it becomes about community. And also about one thing we thought a lot about was shame. Because Southern people are so often shamed for everything, but especially for what we eat. And so that was one thing we were thinking about.
Yeah, and so as Silas would write these monologues, often he would send one to me, and then I would read the story and be inspired to write a song to accompany that monologue. And I tried to make it, all the music, as rooted as possible in Southern traditions. So, you know, for instance, like following the Cherokee monologue, there's a traditional Cherokee melody that I used, and I wrote new lyrics to it. Or, you know, following this African-American woman's story during Reconstruction, I used an African-American spirituals. I took the words from old spirituals, and I wrote a new melody.